Hey mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014. And by 2018, it became my full-time career and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. Good morning. At least it's morning when I'm recording this. It's actually a pretty chilly morning. I'm looking out the window here in my office and the dogs, of course, are hyper going nuts. And there's like a blanket of frost in the backyard. It didn't snow. It just got a little chilly, just a couple flakes here or there. And so I am in my cozy sweatshirt and just really loving sweatshirt season. I love being comfortable and I love being productive. So for me, it's a win-win. Now that busy season is winding down, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm already thinking about my business in 2024. I'm already starting to think about the new year. It's right around the corner. And that is where a lot of my focus is going. I'm not neglecting the rest of the year, but we're so close to it actually being over that my mind is now in 2024. In fact, I've accidentally written the date wrong on multiple pieces of paper and checks here lately, and I've had to correct them. So I guess mentally, I am living in the year 2024. So during this season, you know, as busy season, you know, we're coming out of it. A lot of us are used to just entering into a slow season. And some of you are even used to entering a dead season. And if you haven't listened to episode 269, I want you to listen to that right after this one, because in that episode, I give you winter marketing strategies that you can be implementing right now so that you don't have a dead winter season. I want you to continue to get bookings. Now, it's okay throughout the year that you have ebbs and flows. In fact, that is completely normal, completely normal. Every single person's business is going to be a little bit different, and you will start to notice patterns the longer you're in business. You'll look back and you'll say, wow, I am really busy March, April, May. June ticks off a little bit. I increase bookings in July. They fall off a little bit in August, and then I'm slammed until December. So that could look differently for everyone. That's just an example, but I want you to know that ebbs and flows are okay, but being at a complete standstill at any point of the year means that you have parts of your business that you need to work on. You have holes somewhere. You're either not consistent. I could go down the whole rabbit hole, but that's not what today's topic is about. I just wanted to point you guys to that episode so that when you're hearing this one, you're like, oh man, I missed that a couple weeks ago. Go back, listen to it. It will really, really help you get bookings in the winter. But today's topic, I'm super pumped about because I just kept writing and writing and writing little bitty notes that I wanted to talk about for today's episode. And I probably could have turned this into a series, but did not have room to do so in my current podcast schedule. So maybe I can cycle back to this in 2024 and dive a little bit deeper into each of these. But today I want to go over five things that will make or break your client experience and referrals. I believe in working smarter, not harder. One of my favorite things about my business in particular is building relationships. And I love having my clients use me again and again and again, and then sending their family and friends and coworkers to use me as well. That is like the highlight of my business. One of the strategies that I teach photographers is the life cycle of a client and how to craft a client experience that will wow and create retention in my business and in their business, right? Oftentimes I ask photographers, hey, how would you rate your client experience? And I am always so surprised by the confidence and the high numbers. But unfortunately, as I began to break down client experiences and photography businesses with photographers individually, I start to realize that their client experience really isn't as polished as they think it is. So your client experience is not just you adding in styling help, maybe delivering, you know, galleries quicker, having quick turnaround times. There is way more that goes into it. And that is why I wanted to highlight 5 things in your client experience so that you can improve these or make sure you have them in place. Because this right here, this topic we're talking about, this is why all of the photography groups on Facebook do nothing but rant and rave about difficult client experiences. A lot of people want to just talk badly about clients and say that, you know, this is their fault, this is not mine. But I'm over here silently lurking, silently reading everything that's going on and thinking to myself, nope, you're the problem. It's not your client. Nope, this one's your fault. And so this is not me like judging photographers at all, but this is me saying, hey, y'all, we got to wake up. Running a business is not easy. Running a business is not for the faint of heart. We're not in this just to make money. Yes, we're in it to make money, but we're not in it just to make money. You've got to treat people with respect. Otherwise, you're not going to have a business that's going to last very long. Okay, let's just dive in because today is going to be, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be very honest, but these are things that you have to focus on, or like I said, your business will not be here for very long. Okay, so number one, the very first thing that I want to spotlight in your client experience is the actual inquiry response. This is where a lot of you are leaving your clients behind. So with your inquiry response, a few things I want to touch on. Number one, you've got to be very professional in responding to inquiries, okay? You also need to come at inquiry responses very conversational. All right. You can't just say, you can't have somebody that says, hey, Anna, you take such beautiful pictures. What's your pricing? And then you say, hi, thanks. Here's the investment guide. No, that's not going to work. That's going to be bare minimum client experience. You need to, like, they didn't tell you anything. How do you know, like, what session they're looking for? You've got to have a conversation. So, you know, that's when you can respond back. Let's say her name is Sarah. You would say, hey, Sarah, thank you so much for that compliment. I so appreciate it. I would love to share more information about my pricing and packages. What kind of session are you looking for? It's that simple. Okay. You've got to get some, you've got to start feeling out your inquiries a little bit. How do you even know they're a good fit? You know what I mean? And the other thing too, is I've noticed that the more conversational you can be and the more focused on them you can be, they're just naturally like, wow, you know, this photographer is actually taking the time to get to know me and show me that they care. And they're not just slapping, you know, copy and paste text about, yep, here's all my package information. When would you like to book? So that's one of the things that I want you to start changing is looking at how are you responding to your inquiries. The other thing with inquiry response is you need to be responding within 24 to 48 hours. And really, I would say you guys need to be checking your inboxes once a day, Monday through Friday. The only time someone should wait multiple days is if they inquired with you over the weekend. The longer that inquiry sits in your inbox, the less chance you have of booking them. Now, listen to me. Some of you were like, nope, I don't like this. Listen, I'm not saying you can't have a work-life balance. You know, if you've been around for any length of time and this is not your first podcast episode you've ever heard from me, you know good and well that I believe in having a beautiful balance, having boundaries. I'm not asking you to drop your boundaries. What I'm saying is I'm asking you to be very attentive. Okay, get in your inbox and check for those inquiries once a day. Schedule a time in your calendar. Is it on your lunch break? Are you going to check your email every day on your lunch break just to make sure that you are responding to your inquiries in a timely manner? That's all I'm asking for. Okay. I'm not asking you to draw boundaries. I'm not telling you that the 5 minutes later you have to respond. I don't recommend that at all. I just need you guys to stop leaving them in your inbox. There's several photographers that even I have inquired with, like if we're going to go on vacation, guys, I don't even hear from them for like 5 to 7 days. At that point, I don't even remember your name. I've already crossed you off my list and your clients are doing this too. And then the last point I want to make about your inquiry response is absolutely you can have an automated option. However, your automated option does not need to give everything away. All an automated response needs to say is it needs to give them confirmation that their inquiry has been received. It actually went through. And then what is your expected time that you're going to respond to them? And that's when you say, you know, thank you so much for inquiring with Brooke Janae Photography. I'm so excited to get to know you more and see if we're a great fit. Just wanted to let you know that you can expect an email response from me in the next 24 to 48 hours. If you need anything before then, don't hesitate to email me, brooke@brookejefferson.com. That's it. That's all you have to put. You don't have to include your pricing. You guys can if you want. And I've taught this method before, but for those of you that are like, I don't even want to send like a booking calendar or pricing or anything to them until I read what their response is for, that's okay. But have that automated response that at least gives them the confirmation that their inquiry went through. Okay, so that's number one. Those are all the points under the inquiry response. So again, the question for you to really lean into and think about is, you know, how do I feel about the way that I'm currently responding to all of my inquiries? Am I being professional, conversational? Am I pre-qualifying this person? Am I responding in a timely manner? And do I have an automated response that goes out as soon as they hit submit? So those are the questions to ask under number one, inquiry response. Number two, this one, I'm talking about just your overall communication. This, you guys, this one really just grinds my gears. So here's what I mean. I mean, how you are speaking to the client from the time they inquire until they book through the planning and prep at the session and beyond the session. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. This is your language. This is every encounter that you have with this client. I'm going to say this again, professional. Are you being professional? You're not acting like your client's best friend. You're carrying yourself in a manner that's very professional. You're not doing things that you wouldn't want another photographer to do to you, which sometimes, guys, sometimes I mean, you know, are you dragging your kids to a session with you? Sometimes, and I am here to tell you, this is not me shaming you, but this is also me saying, you know, think about, put yourself in your client's shoes. Would you be okay if your photographer did that during your family session where they had to tend to you and tend to their kids? And I'm also going to throw myself under the bus and tell y'all I have had my kids at sessions before, usually just one at a time when they were really little. But I've also had to take them together. And as they get older, guys, it gets easier, but I've only had to do that a handful of times. And it was like desperate situations, as in like lost all of my help at the very last minute and had nothing else to do. And typically these weren't people that I hadn't seen before. But anyway, again, you can hear me, right? Like starting to make excuses for it. At the end of the day, like just don't do things you wouldn't be okay with. Don't be taking a phone call during the session, which I highly doubt many of you are doing this. But these are things that I just want you to think about. Is there something that you are doing or saying that's making your clients feel awkward or uncomfortable that maybe you're not realizing until now that you've had time to think about it, right? So that's, you want to be professional at all times. The other thing is you need to be very timely in responding to people. We talked about this just a second ago, but it doesn't stop at the inquiry. You need to continue to have consistent communication with your clients. Don't be leaving them in Facebook Messenger or email or wherever they're trying to reach out to you and then not getting back to them for days, which, by the way, sometimes it just happens. I understand that. Sometimes there's just, you just didn't see it. You had no idea it was there. But for, you know, most of the time, you guys have to be timely. The other thing is, you know, can you move your client communication and let them know, hey, this is the primary way that I prefer you contact me as we are planning and preparing for your session. If you message me over on Instagram, I may not see it. If you message me over on my Facebook page, I'm probably not going to be notified in a timely manner. So this is why I recommend, you know, my clients stay with the email chain, because I can guarantee you I'll see your email faster than I'll see your private message. So you could say something like that. Try to get all of your communication once a client books with you. Try to get all of that communication in one platform. Okay. Okay, two more things, and they're kind of all in one. I want you to see people for people and treat them with the kindness and the respect that you expect them to treat you with, and not coming at it with this self-entitlement. Again, a little bit ago, I told you guys, these photography Facebook groups, I just see so much bashing, self-entitlement going on. In fact, I had a whole episode that I had planned to record a podcast on this, because you guys, we got to cut this out. This world is way too small for you guys to, you know, air your dirty laundry into Facebook groups with thousands of people you don't know. I promise you, there are many, many, many Karens in every group who are just chomping at the bit to screenshot what you're saying and send it to the person they know you're talking about. So you guys need to be thinking about these. If you're saying something behind their back, would you also say it to their face? I mean, I feel like we're going back to junior high right now, but this is such a huge problem. And I just need you guys to always remember, it's purpose over profit, people over profit. You got to come at this with a heart-centered attitude in everything that you do, especially if you want to have a business that's going to be around for a really long time. So that's number two, your overall communication. How do you feel about it right now? Does it feel organized, professional? Are you responding in a timely manner? And are you coming at your clients with a heart-centered approach rather than a self-entitlement approach? All right, number three is delivering what you promised. Whew. We might be here for a while on this topic. Have you ever had a less than ideal experience with another creative in some way? Maybe a photographer, maybe a videographer, maybe it was a hairstylist. Basically, have you ever been in a situation where you did not love what you received? It could have been the way they acted. It could have been they were running late. It could be that what you asked for is not what you got. It could be that they overpromised and underdelivered. Have you ever found yourself in a situation like that? I guarantee you, you have. Could have been a restaurant, could have been anything. But the point is, you know how that feels. And so it's really important that you, whatever you're promising you're going to do, no matter how small or how big, that you actually deliver on it. So you've got to do what you say you are going to. Otherwise, you won't have repeat clients. You won't get testimonials. You're not going to get reviews. And you're going to constantly have to search for new clients because you are running your own, I guess. Okay. You're digging your own grave. There we go. That's a better analogy. Okay. So with this, I'm just going off of examples that come to me first. So the most obvious one, turnaround times. Are you sticking to your turnaround time? If you say 2 to 3 weeks, are you delivering that gallery in 2 to 3 weeks? You guys, I'm just going to go on a side rant really quickly. I saw a conversation going on, again, back to photography Facebook groups. You guys are probably like, why are you even in them? I know. But I do like to serve, and I like to do a heart-centered approach to some of the situations that I see. And I'm always like, I literally am like the black sheep. If you read all the comments and then you get to mine, it's like I'm saying the exact opposite of what everyone else is saying, but that's okay. Like, I want to be that person. So anyway, they were talking about how this girl, so it was a photographer, and she was like, how common is it for your wedding photographer to not deliver your wedding gallery on time or like be really late? And then she said, should this even happen if the contract states a certain time frame? And I'm like, ding, ding, ding. That's why this is important. You know, you have to do what you say you're going to do. So I just want to read you guys a little bit of my response, because this is truly how I feel. I said, unfortunately, it's more common than it should be. I've heard so many horror stories. Well, yes, things come up. It shouldn't be happening all the time. And quite frankly, ever more than once. Turnaround times are the quickest way to break a client experience. Most photographers who are running behind are not managing their time well, they're taking on too many clients, or they're not running their business properly. And when they do create a negative client experience, it impacts our entire industry. And then I went on just to, you know, tell her how sorry I am that she's going through this. Do you want to know what everyone else said in the comments? Life happens. Sometimes life happens. Life happens, dot, dot, dot. As long as they told you they were running behind, I wouldn't be upset. Are y'all kidding me right now? Like, are we really doing this? You guys, you are running a business. And I understand that you get behind on your turnaround times, but please don't be upset or confused when people are not booking you because you dug your own grave. After you leave somebody with a client experience, they're talking. They are talking. They're calling their mom, telling their husband, and their husband's going to bring it up in conversation. You know, the next time his buddy is like, oh yeah, we're getting married, or we're taking pictures for our whatever, right? Like, it's going to go on and on and on and on. And it's going to be like a little gossip mill. And so I say all of this to say, like, if you've done this, if you've been behind in a gallery, guys, I've been behind on a gallery, I want to say maybe twice in the entire 10 years that I've had a business. And I think it's when the pandemic happened. I think it's when I got sick. And that was it. That was it. I've never been late other than that. And I don't plan on it. Because I don't, you know, I told you why this happens. So all of this to say, you've got to deliver what you promise. This includes when you're delivering sneak peeks, gallery delivery. If you say you're going to style someone or send them pictures of your client closet, make sure you're doing it. If you say that you're going to schedule a consultation with them, you know, for whatever reason, make sure that you're actually doing it. So it's so, so, so important, you guys, to please, please, please deliver on what you are promising for your clients. You set the expectations by telling them during their booking process, here's what it's like to work with me. Here's my experience. Here's what I'm promising. Here's what you can expect. And on any one of those things, if you fall short, you have absolutely tainted their experience. I know that's harsh. I told y'all today was going to be brutal. And again, I don't say any of this to make you guys feel bad or like, man, I really suck. I shouldn't be in business. That is not what I'm saying. I'm doing this so that you can open your eyes and go, whoa, okay, yep, I'm guilty of this. Yep, I need to get better on this. Yep, unfortunately, as much as I don't want to admit it, I am late delivering galleries almost every single time, right? So this is to make you better. Okay, so funny enough, I totally forgot that number four turnaround times was its own. And so, bam, we just knocked out three and four, which was delivering what you promised and turnaround times. And I told you my unpopular opinion that you never should be late anyway. But I do have one other bullet point that I want to bring up for these turnaround times. This is my very unpopular opinion. But again, you've got to put yourself in your client's shoes, okay? It should not take 2 to 3 months for your families or newborns or seniors or whatever portrait work you're doing. It should not take that long to give them full galleries. And if it is, then you need to take on less clients. And if you can't afford to do that because you need the money, you need to raise your prices. Like I can spin with you on all of your excuses all day long. Unless you are running an event or a wedding, I don't ever want to see you guys tell me that it takes 8 to 10 weeks to get somebody's portrait session back. I don't care if it was a model call. I don't care if you did it for free. I don't care if it was a full session, a mini session. It does not matter. It should not take you 2 to 3 months to give galleries back. And I'm telling you this because this is the number one complaint that clients who leave photographers and come to me say, this is it right here. Well, we never received them, or the quality was awful, or she said she was going to deliver them in 2 weeks. We didn't even get them until 6 weeks. And then we were super unhappy with what we saw, or it took so long. I just don't even want to go through that process again. Or, okay, you get it, right? So I just wanted to add that other part in there, that your turnaround times need to be reasonable. They need to be reasonable. And again, if you can't handle it, then we got to find a solution because this is uncalled for. Most of you are great. And one of the ways you can set yourself apart is by having an amazing turnaround time. This does not mean, okay, so hear me out. I'm not saying the quicker you turn your images around, the better photographer you are. Nope, 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 no. That's a lie. Those of you who are taking people's pictures and then delivering them in like 3 days, I don't think you spent enough time on them, okay? Unless you're like, okay, so for example, I'll do Christmas minis in the month of November. I'll shoot those on a Saturday and I will have them delivered by the next Saturday. So those are a 1 week turnaround. And I literally schedule nothing else the next week so that I have plenty of time to get through my mini sessions, edit, deliver them all so they have time to order Christmas cards. Okay, so that is an example of the one-time exception. But normally, my turnaround times are 2 to 3 weeks for family and senior galleries. 2 to 3 weeks. If I ever run behind, again, that's only happened twice in 10 years. But if I ever did, I would absolutely let my client know, not at the last minute. I would let them know well in advance. Because if you wait till the last minute, I'm going to bet you took on more than you could handle and you're not managing your time well. So, okay. But again, let's switch this to a really quick positive that could make your client experience. Have a turnaround time that's reasonable, that you can meet every single time. And where your clients are like, this was an amazing experience. You were, you know, super quick and super quick again. We're talking weeks, not days, but like, wow, you did amazing. And we are so thankful that you delivered on what you promised and you had an amazing turnaround time. Okay, and then the last one, which we've kind of been hinting at this a little bit, but I'm gonna give you one more example. But this one is how you handle difficult client situations. And then also, how are you being proactive, getting ahead of people's questions, objections, and issues, right? How are you being proactive to making sure that you solve something before you ever even realize that there is an issue or a problem or whatever? Okay. So, again, back to self-entitled attitudes. I know it's so easy in our industry because this is our art, this is our work. We pour our heart and soul into our businesses, and it really hurts and stings when people aren't happy with, you know, maybe how we responded to them, or maybe they didn't like their gallery or whatever. But please make sure that, again, you're coming at this from a professional, heart-centered response and not a my feelings are hurt, self-entitled type attitude, because that is not going to make the situation any better. So you need to be thinking like, okay, how am I going to handle certain situations when they come up? Like, what is going to be my solution? Or think about, are there questions, or, you know, are you finding the same question or the same pushback or the same concern over and over and over again throughout, you know, a group of clients? What is it that they're saying? How can you communicate, or how can you answer that question before the next person even has time to ask? And so sometimes this is adding it to an email. Sometimes this is creating a prep guide. Sometimes this is just hopping on the phone with a client or mentioning it before they ever book. So, and again, I know that's very broad. I'm not even giving a specific example, but you'll know if I'm talking to you. Okay. You'll know, right? So, anyway, just again, make sure that you are looking for ways to be proactive to where your clients don't even have the opportunity to ask. So, and I did just think of an example. So, one of the things for me personally is whenever I book with a photographer, I'm always interested to know, like, if I book you, how much communication are we going to be having? Like, how much help are you going to be giving me for planning and prepping for the session? Are you going to give me styling advice? Are we, you know, do you have a client closet? Are you going to be sending me a style board? And I just have lots of questions like that. So, you know, what materials, how can we communicate this? And if you don't, how can you communicate that too? Because I always hate being in the process, wondering about it. And then I feel like, man, I don't want to bother them and ask them all these questions if they were already planning on doing it. But I also don't want to go through all the work of picking and choosing outfits if they're going to turn around and give me like a color palette to go buy or something, right? So again, how can you be proactive and handle these situations before your clients even have time to think about it, ask about it, stress about it? Okay. Okay. So then one of the things I want to bring up an example of a difficult client situation, because I think that this one is the most popular amongst photographers, and a lot of you are terrified. You're terrified of the day when a client tells you they're not happy with their gallery. It's going to happen. It happens to everyone. Sometimes it really is just the client. They're very self-critical. This does happen. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. But most of the time, I want you to walk into these situations, like feel the sting for a minute, feel sad, do whatever you need to do, feel it, walk away, go take a little walk, okay, decompress before you respond in your feelings, because this is where photographers are making the mistake. If you respond with your feelings while you're angry and you're upset, you are only going to, you know, pour fuel on this fire. What I want you to do is I want you to take a beat and I want you to sit with it. And then I want you to know, how am I going to handle this situation? Now, when clients say, most of the time, clients won't give you specifics. And I actually have a coaching client right now, a photographer who is a family photographer. And she had a client that basically let her know that she was disappointed with the images and, you know, basically like just didn't love them. She didn't say anything rude. You know, she just had some concerns. And it's very easy for her to be like, man, wow, I suck. I should quit my business. Or, you know, for her to take a different approach and be like, man, this client's awful. I did a dang good job. And, you know, whatever. They can just be unhappy. Rather than that, she came to me with the situation. And then I walked her through exactly how I would handle it. So here's how I want you to handle the situation. The next time someone, you know, is very honest with you and tells you that they're not very happy with it, I want you to dig a little deeper. I want you to first and foremost validate their feelings. Hey, Sarah, man, I'm so bummed to hear that. You know, can you be a little more specific and let me in on what is it exactly that you're not loving about your gallery? By doing this, this is going to help you uncover, is this a self-conscious issue, something I cannot fix? Does it have to do with the editing? Is there something I can improve or change? Et cetera, right? Like you're now being an investigator before you're being the photographer, right? Now it's like, okay, let's dig in a little bit deeper and let me figure out exactly what you're unhappy with. Now, if their answer comes back with something about facial expressions, their husband looks really upset, they don't like themselves in the photos. If it comes down to something that you can't fix, right? Like it had to have been fixed at the session, but it wasn't your fault. Okay. Then what you're going to respond with, this is a great time for you to explain to them, you know, hey, I completely understand where you're coming from. You know, I can see a little bit of that too. During the session, you know, there were multiple things that I tried to try to get your husband to seem a little more relaxed. You know, I tried everything in my power that I possibly could to get some different facial expressions out of him. And unfortunately, this was the only face he gave me the entire time. You know, if you're interested in another session in the future, maybe you and I can have this conversation or you can let him know or whatever. You know, maybe we can take a different approach on the next session. But, you know, hopefully the images he's not in this particular gallery, you can still, you know, love and do something with. So that's an example of how you would handle a situation. You say, you know, we can take a different approach in the future. You say, I tried everything I knew in my power to do at the time of the session, and I just wasn't getting anything else out of him. So that's an example of something you can't control. You can't fix post session. Now, let me give you an example of something you can. So let's say you dig in and they say, you know, man, there's just way too many, like we just look dark. And I just, yeah, I don't know. It's like these images are just too much. Then what you could say, you know, for you hearing that language from the client, they don't know photography terms. They don't know how to say shadows, contrasts, highlights. They don't know how to say any of that. So they're going to use their own language and then you are going to have to decipher it. And so let's say they say there's way, it's just dark. It's too much going on. Then let's say that you're like, okay, I'm going to go play around and, you know, I'm going to go re-edit these photos. So you're going to start with one photo, one or two, right? And you're going to go pick some of the ones you think that they're probably talking about. And you can ask for clarification. You can even say, does the whole gallery feel that way to you? Or are there just a specific, you know, few images, can you point those out for me? So you can keep digging. And then from there, you know, go back and go re-edit those photos. Like let's, you know, mess with the contrast, with the shadows. Let's do less of dehaze, you know, let's make it a little bit softer. And I know some of you are like, that's not my editing style. But here's the thing. They didn't say, I want, you know, desaturated earthy tone images and like you're really like bright, colorful, and bold. Okay. It's not that. It's just, you know, you as a photographer, yes, you do have a preferred editing style. I hear you, but you also are serving a client that has invested in you. And it's, you know, it's basically, it comes down to, do you want to leave this client with the negative experience and let them walk away and just like let the damage be done? Or do you want to try to salvage what you can and really serve this client? Is it really going to bother you if you have to go in and just make a few tweaks on all of the images? I hope not. I really hope not, because it should be worth the client. Now, if they come back and they say something like they're wanting you to go and Photoshop and like do all this crazy stuff, that's completely different. And then at that point, you could say, if you know how, right? If you know how to do what they're asking you and you're willing to do it, then that's when you can go in and you can upsell that service and say, I'm totally happy to do that for you. It is going to take me, probably 2 extra hours to go through every image and do all of this, but I'm happy to do it. And here's the cost for that. So you could do something like that. Now, to round this whole situation out, I do want to tell you, what the situation was with one of my clients. And it was a biracial family, and she was feeling self-conscious in the images because the shadows were just making them a little too dark. And I saw it immediately, right? And so I instructed my client on just reaching out to her client and saying, hey, so and so, man, I'm so sorry that you feel this way. I want to use this as a learning lesson, and I want to fix this for you. If you'll give me just a couple of days, I'm going to go tweak some of these images and I will send you a re-edited gallery. Y'all, she went in there. I told her, like, I even recorded a little Loom video for her, and I said, here's some things that I would focus on, here's what I would change. She went back through, she made the changes, the little bitty tweaks to each image, and she nailed it. And her client was overjoyed and was so thankful that she took the time to go back and to fix it and use it as a learning lesson. And I guarantee you, they're going to come back and they're going to use her for their next family session. So this is what I'm talking about. You guys don't have to handle difficult client situations and think, oh gosh, they're just horrible. This is horrible. I never want to work with them again. Sometimes it's a learning lesson for us as creatives and business owners. And so I just want to invite you guys to change your perspective in everything you're doing and every interaction with your clients so that you truly can enhance your client experience. I'm sorry that this episode was so long. It's longer than what we normally do, but this is so important. I told you guys I could do an entire series on different things like this. And I do actually, I have a bonus lesson inside of the From Broke to Booked Blueprint program where it's an entire lesson of like how to deal with what to say for all of the most difficult client situations. And I go through each and every one and give examples and all of those things. So if you loved this episode, you will love that lesson inside of the blueprint. Okay, so real quick, let me just recap our five here. So these are the five things that will make or break your client experience and referrals. Number one, your inquiry response. Number two, your overall communication. Number three, delivering what you promised. Number four, your turnaround times. And number five, how you handle and prevent difficult client situations. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive into client experience. I hope it helps you really just take a look at what you're doing, realize, wow, maybe I'm not a 10 out of 10 on my client experience, or maybe I'm not an 8 on my client experience, and I'm more like a 5, and I need to work on this. But again, I wanted to give you this episode now so that you have a few weeks to work on this before we kick off your best year yet in your photography business. If you guys have any questions or you loved this episode, come over to Instagram right now at the Brooke Jefferson. Let me know what you thought of it. Share it in your stories and tag me, and I'd love to have a conversation with you. I'll see you on the next one.